There is something that is so touching with this teaching that we cannot put the point to directly. But if there is some motivation, and all of us want to have well-being, a well-being in every moment, or if you have well-being in every moment, you want to be successful in life. And I can tell you, this is not only for people that are sick or something like that that want well-being. It's also for people that want to excel in life. When you do the empowerments, you have, I think it's empowerment 10 or something, we said that you are leaving the mediocre behind and go to excellence. So we are always continuous improving. We are not improving ourselves, because there's nothing to improve. We just want to be of more benefit. And how do we do that? We improve all the time. You can see how this set up in India have been changing. I've been here for 3 years. It's been more and more incredible for each year. We have more and more precise processes and support systems, and it works more and more profound for the benefit of all, for more and more people to get direct experience of clarity. Nothing else. Nothing else. That's why we are here. We are not improving anybody. There is no one to improve, actually. It's just clarity shining forth in every point of view, in all of us. So what we see in our own experience is that we start to have much more solution oriented in whatever area we are working with. If you are working with children, if you are sitting in an office, or if you're a leader, or if whatever task you have, you will be more and more competent in going beyond your earlier limitations to be of benefit. And that's for sure. That's for sure. Because if you rely on the knowledge you have, what will you create? Well, you create the things that we already know. But we need to go beyond that. If we want to solve problems that we didn't been able to solve before, we need to be outside our comfort zone. We need to be outside our normal thinking. And short moments is the tool to go there. It's to relax moment by moment. And it is challenging sometimes when all this point of view comes up and we believe they have an independent nature. We believe in them. We believe there's a truth in them. And if we check it out in our own experience, just stop for a moment in this immense emotion or thoughts that you have that you are so disturbed by or is so positive, just check it out. What's in the core there? When we just relax there, there is a wide openness. It is there. Check it out. This open space, it's there in every point of view. So we don't have to be afraid of our points of view. We can just invite them. They will be our friends. Welcome all. Come on. Come on. All are welcome here. And in the beginning, we have a subtle tendency to hold them away. And that's normal. And when we take these short moments, we believe that that's an antidote. But actually, what happens is that it just blows everything up. And you see the essence of this point of view. And then you collapse into the point of view again. And then you take a short moment. And in the beginning, it takes some form of willpower to relax. Because we are so used to jump into them and do stories about all our points of view. And we don't have to do that. And it's so beautiful to moment by moment to see that our own confidence grows. And you can see that in your own experience, that we start with the small things, at least I did, and then it expanded to more difficult things. And for me it was that the negative points of view, they were the ones that really clicked me and remind me to take a short moment. And I also noticed that I used to be very afraid of having ecstatic point of view, really being ecstatic, because I was so afraid of this. It was such a strong emotions inside. Have you had that? That we actually cut off even the most positive things. And when I had positive points of view, I sometimes freaked out totally. I completely freaked out, as I did with the negative ones. And when we have a balanced view, when we get more and more stable, we can allow everything to just emerge and be just as it is, completely wide open, and see there's nothing that touches us. what's experiencing this, what's looking, what's feeling is never touched by anything that is experienced. So don't mistake the weather for the sky. It's always there. The sky is always there. And it's the same thing with whatever is going on Earth. It can't affect cosmos. This Earth can blow into pieces. It doesn't affect clarity. It's the same with other points of view. Our points of view in our experience can affect who we are. Isn't that amazing? And that maybe for the first time we can make real choices in our lives, not being driven by all our points of view, all our stories. The stories may be there, but we can just take a short moment, allow them to just subside, and then we know what to do.